This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are live here at Margaritaville in Times Square in the heart of New York City. The people are here. The sun is out. The pool is right in front of us. I want to take a dip, maybe.
I might have to jump in there. I'm getting a little back butter.
Cannonball's coming.
Yeah. I'm getting a little back butter going on right here, man. I'm here for slow roasting.
It is Disney Plus Day. Your wish has been granted with the Disney Plus Day offer. And this month only, the price is dropping. This September, nothing beats the Disney Plus Day offer. Only $1.99 for 1 month. Offer available now until September 19th. Then $7.99. Sorry, get that right. A month. All these and more are now streaming. We are joined right now by a Hall of Famer, by one of the greats of all time, Dan Marino, here with us.
Hey, yes. Thank you.
Definitely in the center of the circle of trust for me, too, as you know, power friends. And, you know, they ask you who's the most famous person you know.
The most famous person on your phone? Dan Marino?
Yeah. Well, we worked together for CBS.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah.
Bart was very, 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 we were coming here, and he was very excited about this. That's all he was saying. He was like, oh, we got Dan. Oh, he just was excited. And we have a million places to go with you. And the first place I want to go is where we ended with Adam Schefter, because I don't know if you heard it. Yeah. But I'm curious about quarterbacks, especially guys like you from the era in the 80s where, I mean, you guys were lighting it up.
Yeah.
And you see today and how no one can touch you, how the game is so much different. Do you look and think to yourself, how much is Dan Marino worth as a free agent in today's market?
Well, how much is the highest paid guy?
Exactly.
I hate to say that, but I mean, and I'm happy for everybody. I'm glad that they're, you know, making the money they make, you know, because I know the risk involved, and you do too, Bart. And, we would have done well, no problem. I see, for sure.
And you look at, you know, with all the money that we talk about with Kyler Murray, $185 million. Yet Lamar Jackson has probably $200+ million sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it? Or, I mean, we know that Lamar's always marched to the beat of his own drum, but I mean, he's going to take the field, assuming that they don't get a deal, with $200+ million sitting there waiting for him. Could you do that, or what would you advise him to do that?
So, but you and I both would have signed something already, man. We'd have been, take the money, but. You know, Lamar is an incredible player, and, you know, I wish nothing but the best for him, and I think that he'll eventually get the money he deserves and get paid. And it's, you know, it's anytime you go on the field and you play at the level these guys are playing at, you know, there's always a risk, and you hate to see that for a player of his caliber.
Yeah, it's something that obviously as you watch, you're nervous for him. He doesn't seem like it, though. He seems fully confident that if that's what I've got to do, that's what I've got to do, and you know, in the end, it probably ended up working out for him because even if it's franchise tag, it's still – that's a lot of money that is waiting for him. When you watch –
a lot of lettuce.
Yes. when you watch the game today, as I made that reference to the game in the 80s when you were playing it and you –
it's a golden era of quarterbacks too.
Yeah, there are a lot of good players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you see the game today as different? Do you see it as, no, that's how we were lighting it up back then too? Is there something about today's game that you either relate to or can't relate to?
So I what I would say is I think the way they blitz now, and Bart would tell you this too, there's a lot more you got to deal with as a quarterback than when I first got in the league. Now, as time went on, I had to deal with some of that later in my career where they do the double mugs and are bringing a corner and they're dropping out and they got, you know, P droppers and all that stuff. So that from that standpoint, that's where it's kind of changed and how you protect that. Then the other thing is the substitution, you know, just on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you look at the game,
when you say I'm curious. It's when you say substitution, you mean the constant
players in and out.
Lot
like
of
when
movement,
I first
got
in the league, we were pretty much we had tight end, fullback. Yeah. You know, we're playing I or Brown and
all
two
the same
wide receivers.
Numbers.
Yeah, pretty much the same. And now it's changed a lot with how they run people in and out and the defensive backs and how they're rushing the passer.
When I think about it now and I look at today's game, it just seems like you were ahead of your time. Right, you talk about, hey, why would I hand it off when I can throw it 50 yards down the field and score easy? You know, you look at you know you look at you know, Jim Kelly and maybe Dan Fouts. You know, would have thrived. It seems like
Elway
guys
too. John Elway.
It seems like you guys were trailblazers, and the game has finally caught up to the vision that you guys had early. Do you see a lot of similarities in the concepts, whether it's the West Coast offense or some of these, you know, new innovative guys? Is
sure.
it pretty much the game
there's
you were playing?
There's a lot of similarities in what they're doing, and it's like how you attack it and with the personnel that you have, and you know what you want to do, you know, offensively, You know, nowadays too. I mean, what they do with, you know, motion and all the different things and substitution is a little different. Like, you know, you look at what Peyton Manning used to do, and he used to just he wanted 2x2 and just look at the defense. I kind of liked it that way too. Now they're moving people around a lot, and it's you know, it's changed from that respect. But you still got to throw and catch and tackle and block. You know, that doesn't change.
The basic fundamentals. The Hall of Famer Dan Marino joining us right now. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, live at Margaritaville in Times Square.
There we go.
Franchises that have great franchise quarterbacks like yourself, some get another one like the Packers. You just get the next guy, right? And then there's some that go years trying to find the next one. The Dolphins have been doing that since you retired. Is Tua Tagovailoa the guy?
Look, this guy has done nothing but work, you know, work hard and done everything that he needs to do. And I think he is personally, for me, yes, for sure.
What have you seen out of him? I know you've worked with him.
He's continued to grow as a player, and I think Mike McDaniels is going to help him a ton. Yes.
The wide receiver position has also evolved over the years, and they brought in a guy who has certainly changed a lot of how you look at what a wide receiver is in Tyreek Hill. What do you see in him, and what can he do to even help a guy like Tua?
I think it's everybody sees it no differently I do than fans and coaches, whatever it may be. I mean, this guy's dynamic, and he could change the game in a heartbeat.
Now, you look at, you know, the game tonight. It's opening day tonight. You know, you got a tremendous matchup of maybe a Super Bowl preview. You know, when you look at, you know, Matthew Stafford, who I felt never got his roses because it's an environment, right? It's an environment matters, right? He was in Detroit. You know, 1 year, you know, from Detroit, he wins a Super Bowl, coming back trying to defend that. But then you have the Buffalo fan base, and also they feel like they have their franchise quarterback. You know, when you look at, like, the development of Josh Allen, what really stands out to you about his skill set and his ability to lead?
Well, I think he just proves it in his performance, you know, over time. Being, you know, his size and his athletic ability, you know, stands out. And you see that. I mean, everybody sees that. And that's – you know, what's important in the league, and his ability to make plays and off-schedule plays is something that has been special for him the last couple of years.
Now, when he came in the league, he really struggled. Overnight he seemed to kind of figure it out, his accuracy and things like that. You know, I look at a guy, and I look at the Matthew Stafford, like, environment matters. And I look at a guy like Jameis Winston, who we know the talent is there.
Yep.
You know, he's had an opportunity to sit behind Drew Brees, and I get laughed at when I say that maybe he's a sneaky Super Bowl MVP type of candidate. Like, is it possible for a guy in the middle of his career for the light to kind of turn on? You know, because so often when guys come in the league, we expect them – it's no patience anymore. It used to be you come
right,
you sit behind.
Right.
And I feel like he was in a tough situation with a bad organization at the time with Tampa. But now he has the receivers around him. He has the culture, the team.
They got a good defense.
Great defense. Am I crazy to think that he can possibly be an MVP?
I think with the group he has, I'm not, you know, sure. But who knows who the MVP is going to be. Yeah. But I know that he'll have a chance to be really successful. You know, he threw a lot of interceptions that 1 year, a couple years ago, I think
30.
But he threw a lot of touchdowns too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's there. You know, it's in him. And I always liked Jameis and how he played.
Talking with Dan Marino, we've been talking about quarterbacks. I think every year that's what we do, right? In the NFL, the first thing is if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. That's always the belief. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember a time where it felt like almost everybody has a quarterback. Like it feels like this has been an era where half the league was still trying to find a QB1. Now it's a lot of teams either already have their guy or there's someone young who they think could be the guy. Is there someone that you watch and feel like, because we'll all talk about who we think is the best, and there's obviously Tom Brady, who, you know, continues to be what he is with the championships and the fact that he's playing at 45. But if I'm asking you, who's the best quarterback in your mind right now in the NFL? Could you name one?
I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you one guy off the bat. But you know, I love watching quarterback play. You know, because I appreciate Tom Brady and what he's been able to do at his age and the things he's accomplished, and you know, the best quarterback to ever play, and you know, Aaron Rodgers, what he's doing, and then the young guys. You know, you got Herbert, you got, you know, Tua, you got what's the other? And you got.
We got Josh
Mahomes.
Allen.
Yep. Yeah, Mahomes. Yep. You got
Joe Burrow.
How could I forget his name?
I feel like it's tears.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of good ones throughout the league, and there's a lot of young ones, you know, coming up too.
It's good for the league because everything does start there, and everybody loves offense, and you know that's obviously something that we're looking at. But bottom line is though, there's only a few that can win a championship, right? Like that's. What you're trying to find is the guy that can win you a championship. So is Josh Allen someone? The Bills are the favorite. The Bills are the team that everybody feels can win the Super Bowl. Does Josh Allen have to take it to another level for them to be a Super Bowl champion? Or what he's got right now is enough?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's going to be a good division. And I think that he is an outstanding player. And he's really done an incredible job for Buffalo. And, he's the type of quarterback that could win a championship, and that's why everybody thinks they're going to win.
You know what's funny? I always like the underdogs, and I think one of the most slept-on quarterbacks in the league might be Matt Ryan, right? It's like it's always like,
oh,
what's,
you know, I mentioned that this morning.
It's like what's old is new, and what's new is old, but it's not the fact that he can't play at a high level because he was still playing at a high level, but I feel like he's went to an environment that's going to protect him and a team that's right on the cusp. We've seen him, you know, go with Jacoby Brissett. We've seen him try and, you know, make the move for Carson Wentz. But I feel like this is the right place for him with Jonathan Taylor and his ability to run the football. And for
their
to play defense.
Offensive their line. Defense is really cool.
Is this a sneaky team that we sleep on?
I know. I mean, I've talked about him this morning on a different show and said, like, that's – he has a chance to really, you know, get into the playoffs and go deep because of the team around him, and he's got the experience. He can still, you know, still throw.
Are we going to have a Dan Marino like QB school? You know, like Hakeem Olajuwon is responsible for a lot of these guys and their post moves. When are we going to get a Dan Marino coaches club type of when you go out there and you put these guys on the board and make them better people?
I don't think we'll ever have that. No, they're good people, believe me. But
I don't think
we'll ever see that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd love the game, you know, that way. Yeah. So that's what's great.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scout with Dan Marino, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So, Dan, you're here with us, and we appreciate you being here with us, of course. It's a beautiful day here in New York City. But here with us through Nutrisystem, and it is something that I guess we were just joking about beforehand. We can all relate to the fact that,
I need some.
You know, maybe during the pandemic, it got really comfortable, wearing comfortable clothes, not having to go anywhere. Now we're back out in public seeing people, and it's the first thing you think of is, I need to get back in shape.
Well, and also just not, you know, just everybody does, but especially like I'm a little older now, and I just had two knee surgeries. I got new knees now.
Nice.
Because before that, I mean, they were swelling up. I couldn't exercise, couldn't do any of that stuff. So I, you know, been working with Nutrisystem for years, but I jumped back on it, lost 26 pounds.
Wow.
And and the thing about it is for men, and that's what we're talking about today, you know, guys wanting to work out and do things, it's easy. Guys want stuff simple, right?
Yeah.
You know, bring it to the door.
Tell me what to eat.
Is that I lose? Yeah, prepackaged, 5 meals a day, good pastas. You know, they have a chicken pasta dish that's awesome. You know, pizzas, all that thing, and you lose weight, and that's the thing. It makes you feel good about it, right? You feel good about losing weight, and
so I can still eat bread. You're telling me I can eat pizza and still lose weight?
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes.
Sign me up.
You can eat pizza, you can eat pasta, and still lose weight.
Man, sign me up today.
But the part of make it simple, right?
That
to me is everything. We all, obviously, we live busy lives. We're running around, and it's like, now I got to be on this diet where I got to check things. I got to weigh this. I got to check what the score is.
Chicken and broccoli every day. That's all I know how to do.
Right.
This,
man. That's when you feel good.
Eat the same thing every day.
Well, Nutrisystem has that too.
Okay.
chicken and broccoli
pizza. Bart is in, no doubt about it. You have the experience of playing your entire career with one franchise, which I know is something that meant a lot to you, obviously. But it also is a unique place because it is in one of the warmest places of the country almost the entire season. And New England decided to go down early to play their first game against the Dolphins, the season opener. They'd make this decision, Bill Belichick did, based on the fact that they have lost 7 of their last 9 appearances in Miami, and he thinks, all right, we got to get acclimated. It's very hot there in September. When you played in Miami, was that a known home field advantage, just knowing the weather, the humidity, things that you've already been accustomed to, you and your teammates, and knowing that their tongues are going to be hanging out, they're going to be so tired or hot to start a game?
So there's no doubt, and I think what Coach Belichick is doing is smart, trying to get him down there and get acclimated as much as you can in the time that they have. But, you know, for us, we always knew that when teams came down in September and October, it was going to be really hot. And that would be an advantage for us as time went on in the game. And then if you put pressure on them at the end, and usually that's why we won a lot of games in that time period, September, early, especially with like Coach Shula those years. Yeah. We always got off to a really good start.
Were y'all hot?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No, it's hot for both.
Y'all adjusted to it. Yeah. Like, y'all was hot, too. Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure.
But you got the white jerseys on compared to the other team.
And y'all always put us in the sun. Y'all always put us in the sunny side.
Sure. I mean, I didn't put you there. The coaches did.
Now, tell me this. Do you anticipate that, like, you know, if you're Tua, you know, would you just go no huddle initially just to get it out of them early on?
Yeah, so I'm not, you know, I'm not one to sit here and tell what the coach is going to do.
No, I'm just saying you, the quarterback, your football acumen.
We there was times when we felt like we needed to go no huddle. We did, for sure. You know, and that does become an advantage if you're able to do that. You have the personnel to do it. That would be an advantage when it's, you know, 120 degrees on the field. And you're successful, though. The only problem is if you do no huddle and you're 3 and out, then the other team gets the ball right away.
Your defense, so.
Yeah, exactly. But, I could see that. Yeah, that's something that a lot of teams, if they were in that same situation, would do that.
I'm hot right here. I don't even understand how Miami is going to be.
Yeah.
Does it affect you anymore? Because you spend much time there.
I stay in air conditioning.
So you never get used to it?
No, you never get used to it. Okay. Yeah, I'm staying in the air conditioning.
Is there one game or one situation or even a player, it's something that you remember where you just knew they can't handle this? Like, it's just too hot. Was there ever a moment where you realized, like, cooked?
Yeah, there was times, like – when you're playing teams, I can't say any time specific, but you notice when they get in the fourth quarter where the defense is down on their knee and they're looking for water and breaks, and yeah, that definitely has happened, you know. And I'm sure we all been in that situation before.
Where's my pickle juice?
Yeah, the pickle juice is actually really good for you.
I was going to ask about that. Are there tricks?
They always laugh at me when I say
that. So we got to get some Nutrisystem pickle juice.
Pickle juice, absolutely.
Hey, light, everything.
Are we ever going to see another Ace Ventura with you as a feature?
Oh man, I wish. Right, that was pretty.
You enjoyed that?
What happened to What happened to the Cadillac?
The Cadillac.
Did you
that's Bad Boys 2.
Oh, that.
That's right. That's Bad Boys 2.
You've been in so many movies. I can't keep up with your catalog.
Yeah, and I had what was the other one? Is Little Nicky too with Adam Sandler?
Little Nicky.
That was like in the theaters for like a week.
What did you ask? Did you ask for a ring?
I asked the devil to come back and win the Super Bowl. Actually, that part was funny. The rest of the movie wasn't.
Straight to DVD?
Oh, good.
You watched that cringing until your scene and thought, all right, that was pretty good. Then you cringed a little bit more after that. There was another one. You weren't in the movie. Was your house was in the movie?
That was Any Given Sunday. Yeah, yeah.
So
they used the
Dennis Quaid was the quarterback, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And so that was – so how does that work? Where did they just come to you? Were you advising on the movie? How'd that all work out?
Oliver Stone actually came to our camp a couple times, like a mini camp, to just see how it all operated. Right. And he was the one that wrote the movie. Yeah. So he came to see how it operated. Came by my house to talk to me about how do you play, you know, quarterback and all that kind of stuff.
This is nice.
What are you looking? Oh yeah, no, yeah, 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 go.
No, no, yeah.
Yeah.
This house is great. Can we use it?
They asked to use it. You know, obviously my wife made him pay something for it. You know,
you're going to clean this up, right?
Yeah, that's the next part. But that's kind of the story how it got in there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice. One thing I did want to ask you. Now, again, I'm a Jets fan, but I hold nothing against you. Not even, not even the spike, not even the fake, none of that stuff.
Well, you got to get over that part.
No, I can't. I'll never get over a lot of these things. But there is Zach Wilson is going through an injury where he will now miss the first 3 weeks. Last year, he had injury issues as well. Bart has mentioned how we are not patient with young quarterbacks. But the story with you was not just how in the draft. You know, you were passed for quite a while,
sure,
just like Aaron Rodgers, and yet ended up having a great career. But you weren't an immediate impact starter, right? You had to wait a few weeks to start. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, it was five, six weeks. So, I played some in the second half of games, and then I think it was like the sixth game.
And we're in a league now where, oh, well, he's drafted number one. He's got to start right away. Do you believe that's the right way? Did you get more out of watching and waiting a little bit before you were thrown into the fire as a starter, as QB1?
I think it helped, you know, seeing how it works and just getting that experience a little bit instead of, like, you know, like tonight, Thursday night, you know, season opener and you're starting. I mean, it definitely helps, and it helps with your whole attitude and learning, you know, learning how the game works and the process of a real NFL game, standing on the sideline. You know, I don't think it hurts those guys. Yeah. And, you know, and you've seen what Mahomes did. Like, he sat for a whole year. Yeah, which, you know, I mean, I'm sure he wanted to play, but it actually worked out great for him. So I could see where, you know, that's something that you would do. It all depends on the person.
It's better to take your time than just throw the
I remember being a young player. We were playing Monday Night Football when Kansas City had the best offensive line in the game. Willie Rolfe, Will Shields, and Tony Gonzalez, and they were kicking Ray's ass. Ray came to the sideline. He's like, I see three of them. Like, they tripling me. And John Madden was like, oh, Ray, you're a great player, but I don't know about that. He was like, Bart, you want some? I was like, nope. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm going to get acclimated a little later, but not today. Not under Willie Rolfe's belly.
Yeah, man. That's funny. That's funny.
I do want to point out, though, that I believe as a rookie you still were a Pro Bowl quarterback. Am I correct?
It's not
I did.
I did make
a great rookie
I made
season.
It that year. Yeah. Rookie, starting the sixth game, but I did play in some games before that. But I did. I made the Pro Bowl that year.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You had to wait, it still turned out like it still turned out special.
Still today, the best lettuce in the game, man. We all wish we can yell how to.
Oh, yeah, no, I still got it, too.
Yeah, best lettuce in the game. Right
still on mine, right? Yeah. Well, this has been a wonderful time. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Again, Nutrisystem, something we all can relate to, and we all should definitely check out, be part of. And Bart sounds like he's all in. We generally try to eat during our show because we're on noon lunchtime, obviously, and it can be a mess, but maybe Nutrisystem's the way to go.
Well, we'll send you some.
Please, just tell him I know you. Just tell him I know you.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
We'll get it.
We're going to name drop, no doubt about it. Dan Marino, the Hall of Famer, here with us.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dan. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, man. See you around.
Margaritaville, Times Square. It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio.
Losing weight right here, boy.
Yeah, it is getting hot here in the sun. It feels really good. Hey, as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small businesses fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond. To the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people, then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring, so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Mm.
Oh, you're trying to set the mood right this one.
X going to give it to you. Barton Hahn going to give it to you.
Oh, if we don't get dehydrated yet.
What that it is. Yeah, it was. By the way, it is Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are live at Margaritaville.
Yes.
Which is, it's Times Square, but I was reminded by somebody who came to find us that it's South Times Square.
Yeah,
not exactly. We're at the crossroads.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So if you're trying to look for it, just look up. There's big, huge Margaritaville sign. Yeah. You can't miss it.
And just look for the yellow umbrellas.
And the umbrellas, which we were able to get one because it got very hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it. I would have needed it. See, y'all always tease me about the pickle juice.
You said the back butter thing, though.
Yeah, back butter. Listen, I want everybody that's sitting around the pool with them jeans on.
Yeah.
I know it's a disco inferno in their pants going on right now, man. It's hot as hell.
We don't need it. That's way too much information.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I didn't need to share that. But it's kind of interesting that when Dan Marino was here and we were talking about the South Florida heat, it got South Florida hot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and he's
yeah.
looking at us like, no, what do you mean?
Like, what are you telling? Still got his suit jacket on. I was about to go shirtless.
Suit jacket, not a drip of sweat on the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And he's acting like, you know, you never get used to it. Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah, I'm sweating like Patrick Ewing underneath this shirt.
Yeah, all right. That's a good reference. You can make that one. Hey, try the $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. It has been fun here at Margaritaville. We've been running into people. We've been saying hi to people coming out to see us, taking pictures, all that stuff. Bart has not you have not stepped over the line yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a habitual line stepper, but you have yet to do that.
I'm on my best behavior.
You have not cannonballed into the pool yet either.
Yet, yeah.
There's a couple of guys. There were a couple of kids in the pool before, and I thought for
I was
sure.
So envious.
They were throwing a football.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to just dive in. There you go. We got one right now.
I don't know. I might go Macho Man Randy Savage on,
you
know what I'm saying?
We almost need to, like, see who does a better cannonball.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Although it says no diving. It's only four inches. You
well,
know.
A suplex isn't a dive.
Suplex?
Suplex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can do a little WWE. You know I am a former wrestler. You know, you may not know. I'm the official trash-talking king of the WWE.
I think I
got
know
the
that.
Belt. I got the belt.
You got the belt
it's
for
like
trash-talking?
It's like the 24-hour belt. So if any one of them look young kids, anybody that's
He's
under –
He's got the football. I almost feel like anybody, I'm going to throw anybody, the football and have him catch it and dive in at the same time.
Anybody under 120, I'll challenge right now.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not warmed up.
All right, we're going to get a throw and a catch –
Okay.
As you go in.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see if we can do this.
I don't know. That
he's
is
wearing a Jets. He's wearing a Jets shirt. So who knows?
Oh, there we go. Well, okay,
all right. That's
okay,
good. That's
okay.
All right. I like that.
Okay. That would do this, but like an 8.2.
Yeah. If we can get Garrett Wilson to do that a couple of times on Sunday against, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
That a lot of people here who are Jets fans probably want to know the answer.
Mm.
Jets Ravens Sunday.
Yeah.
And Bart Scott played for both teams. Who are you pulling for? Who are you rooting for as you're on SNY doing the Jets pre and post game?
No, listen, it's just like when like
showing me a backpack that has a Ravens logo on it. How dare you?
No, they always
they
send me free stuff.
And
you know what I mean?
And the Jets don't?
Well, they give me checks. But you know what?
And your code still works to get in the building,
you know,
too.
You know, I just want both teams to play well right there in the AFC. It's going to be tough because the Ravens are in a different place. They're in a different place than where, you know, the Jets are as far as they have their quarterback. They know that he's an MVP. They know that they can build around him. The Jets are a couple years away, right? But, you know, we get a lot of good things from the Jets. We got Rex Ryan, from the Ravens. We got, you know, we got –
True.
We got
CJ
Rex Ryan.
Mosley.
We got Rex Ryan, CJ Mosley from there, Joe Douglas, right? So, like, you know, it's splatters of Raven Nation a little bit in Jets as well. But it's going to be a tough draw,
mm-hmm.
especially game one because
or the Jets.
The Ravens have such a unique offense that you won't see that offense anywhere else.
I got a question. If you're on the Jets
and
you're playing the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson – now playing out final year of his contract, all that stuff. And you're trying to get after this quarterback.
Yep.
Is anything in the back of you, is it in the back of your mind that he is taking a risk playing out this season? Like, is there anything in the mind of a defensive player?
Not at all.
That is like
zero. Zero. You don't know why? Because Quinnen Williams is playing for the bag too. Quinnen Williams is playing for, you know,
all right.
He's next up. You know, he's right behind Aaron Donald. You know, you talk about what he's been able to do. He's a guy that is playing for the bag as well. So you got to do what you got to do when you think about, you know, you trying to get your – somebody's always up for contract. And so, like, really, I wonder if they're going to try and devise the plan that most teams have done, and that's add a bunch of safeties out there so you can have a lot of team speed. Because, you know, you're not going to get a clean shot on Lamar Jackson.
No.
But what you want to try and do is be able to corral him and make him, you know, be able to have difficulty in space. It's going to be an interesting game, man. It's one of the most underrated games, I think, of the season as we talk about Flacco Bowl. You know, Flacco played there, won an MVP for that team.
Yeah,
and Lamar Jackson basically took his job.
There's definitely somewhere to go, by the way, on the Flacco thing that I've been hearing over the last day that I'm like, wait. Can we pump – we got to pump the brakes on a take about Flacco starting for the Jets to start this season. But tonight the NFL season begins, and we have the two favorites to be back in to be in the Super Bowl. One to be back, that's the Rams. They are the defending champs. They will be raising the banner, celebrating their Super Bowl, and hosting this game. And then there's the Buffalo Bills, the odds-on favorite. The odds-on favorite to get back to the Super Bowl and maybe even to win the Super Bowl. And they're also the odds favorite to win the game tonight. 2.5 Vegas believes in them, which if you're the Rams, you might feel a certain way about that. We've got win totals to get into. We've got some simulations about win totals to get into as well.
Nice.
A lot to talk about. Of course, Nick Mangold in the second hour. Next hour is going to join us as we'll get deeper into, of course, more NFL talk. And Bruce Smith also from the Bills lets us know.
Man, we got a lot of AFC East sitting around
feeling
here.
But you're right. A lot of AFC East represented. Should we get Ninkovich on?
Yeah,
just to get a Patriot guy?
Yeah,
like, we need somebody up for the Patriot. Or maybe
Woody? But listen, I think all three, whether it's, you know, Bruce Smith, Dan Marino, we all collectively hate the Patriots. So I think, I mean, that's – I don't know if we need a Patriot
on the one
on
thing
here.
You can all agree
on. Yeah, one thing we all agree on.
We don't hate Nick, though. We love Nick.
Yeah, we love Nick.
That is absolutely a true thing. So a lot more to get to, of course, with you here at Margaritaville. But before we get into all that stuff, Bart, we do need to talk about Disney Plus.
Did you know? Did everybody know today is Disney Plus Day?
Disney Plus Day.
A huge new release dropping like Disney's Pinocchio, Marvel's Thor, Love and Thunder, Pixar's Cars on the Road, Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, A Jedi Returns, National Geographic's Epic Adventures with Bertie Gregory, and the new Simpsons short, Welcome to the Club, and other new favorites like Growing Up and Frozen 1 and 2, sing-alongs. Plus, they got all new episodes, specials dropping like Marvel's She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, and Dancing with the Stars, the pros' most memorable dances. Nothing bigger, nothing better. Nothing beats Disney Plus Day. All these and more streaming today, September 8th.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Some news in the not sports world. Queen Elizabeth the second has passed away. That's being reported by ABC News.
Right.
96 years old.
I mean, that's
a full life.
Yeah, I'll sign up for that one.
Full life. So Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, now becomes the monarch.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's just interesting. Of course, the royal family has always been something that, of interest in pop culture. But that's the news there. So rest in peace to the Queen. Some news in the world of sports. Of course, it's Bart and Han, by the way, as you probably already know. We are live at Margaritaville here in Times Square in New York City. There's Clemson made a very big decision on their
did they have a choice?
Football coach. Well, they I find this so interesting. So as the internet here is being a little spotty, so I'm having a hard time finding the details, of course, of what was reported earlier today. But that is that Dabo Swinney has signed an extension.
Yeah.
That he will be there for the foreseeable future.
And
there it is.
The second
it's coming
highest
up very
paid.
Slowly. There it is. So 10 years.
Yes.
$115
million. $10
million
a year. Second to who?
11.5 per year over 10 years is actually how the enhanced contract runs through 2031.
Yeah.
Where do you even think you'll be in 2031? Well, he expects to still be the head coach of Clemson. Where will college football be? Yeah.
And he will name his successor. And this is what's happening, right?
Yeah.
We knew that this was going to happen, right? Because now with the expansion of the bowl games, more money is going to come into college football because now instead of those bowl games being the Gator Bowl, they're going to be a major playoff bowl game, which is going to bring a lot of money in, so everybody's going to eat. I just want to make sure that the players eat as well because they're the ones that's playing the extra games.
Of course. Now, Kirby Smart signed a 10-year deal remember, in July.
Lincoln Riley got the best deal.
112.5. That one averaged 11.2, so Dabo getting a little bit more. Yeah. It's amazing how that stuff happens, but that's the way it goes. He also, the stipulation, if he leaves to become the Alabama head coach, he would owe a $9 million buyout.
Why would he put that in there?
Isn't that interesting? We don't know what the ACC is going to be in a couple of years with all this movement going on in conferences, right? So he might, you know, if I'm his agent, that's what I'd be saying to Clemson. You know, he loves it here, but you never know. Another big conference school might be calling. We don't know what the ACC is going to be. You better lock him up while you can.
Lincoln Riley got the best deal because he gets to live in California. Well, they gave him a sick house.
There's 100% that as well, yes. But more money for college coaching. I know you're all shocked, just like we are, but Dabo Swinney staying in Clemson. We are staying here and back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Biggie.
Biggie. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Hot fire.
888-SAY-ESPN, by the way. 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of Bart and Han Nation. You want to let's take one. We haven't had a chance to really talk to anybody today. Adam in Los Angeles hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Adam.
My boys.
Adam.
Always great to be on
what's
the show.
Happening?
Appreciate it.
Good to have you.
My boys, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on the show as always. You know, I'm excited about tonight. I think we're going to have a really good season. I'm not getting any respect. Where's the respect? There's no love for the Rams. Everybody's hating on the champs, man.
Nobody's hating on anybody.
On the Rams this year.
Adam. The only people hating on the Rams is Vegas. I mean, you guys are a home dog, man, in the season opener.
Well, you know this is a pick'em game. Let's take everything pick'em out. This will be a pick'em game regardless, right? And I think we're going to really see what this defense looks like without two pass rushers on the edge and how that affects, you know, team's ability to double Aaron Donald or triple him wherever he goes. But, you know, you got Bobby Wagner, you know, who really is going to help that run defense. I feel like they were a little soft and susceptible against the run. And right now, you know, like the Bills are just the popular team. Just like last year, it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they ran it back and they brought everybody back and they got the GOAT. And, you know, it was concerns. Now, they're not concerned about it, but it's concerns about Matthew Stafford's elbow because going into the season injured, you just don't know with a team that throws the ball. McVay said he can throw the ball 50 times. That may be good for today, but the cumulative effect of that later in the season, does that carpal tunnel or does those bone spurs flare back up?
Yeah, again, Shefty's saying that the procedure he had done, he's actually feeling better now. And
well, you see these right here. These ain't just pretty beauty marks
there. You've had some work done.
Yeah, I've had the elbow done. And it never really comes back. It locks up sometimes and it flares up at others.
Right. Adam upset. I don't blame him, though, too. If you're a Rams fan, you're like, wait a minute, what? Like, everybody's talking about the Bills. We're still the team to beat. And maybe they are. Now, again, when you're looking at projections, you know, where the Rams are right now is at the very top as far as expectations. The over-under from Caesars is 10.5. And Cynthia
Freeland,
right, did – I love this. Each year does the simulations where it's all just put the analytics in and you run, like, thousands of games, thousands of times, and you come up with averages. The simulation has them with the third highest win total in the NFC.
Yeah.
At 11 wins projected, the ceiling at 11.7, it's almost 12.
Yeah.
But the floor, interesting, is 7.6.
Yeah.
So the worst they could be is that, and that could depend on all kinds of factors, including injuries.
Well, they're top heavy.
But 10.5 over-under from Caesars. Are you going over on that one?
I'm going to go right at the line, you know what I mean? Because, listen, they're top heavy, right? They're very talented.
You can't win a half game, so you're going 10 or you're going 11?
You can win a half game. A tie.
It's a fair point.
So you actually can.
That is a fair
point. We've had a couple of ties in the last couple of years. But when you look at it, right, they're top heavy. And if they sustain the injuries that they had last year, they don't have the draft capital to give up because they used it for last year to bring Von Miller from Denver, to bring Odell Beckham from Cleveland. So they don't have this. So if they get the injuries this year, they just got to go with their backups. But they don't have quality depth backups because they haven't been drafting – in the draft because they've been trading picks away for known commodities. So, I mean, I think that's spot on. The good thing for them is that they don't have to see DeAndre Hopkins, you know, for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's going to push Arizona's win totals down as they should elevate up a little bit because, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is going to put a lot more pressure on on Murray and losing Chandler Jones is going to be tough as well.
Yeah, Caesars has the Packers as the – actually, no, it's the Bucks. 11.5 is the highest of over-unders.
No, look at that Saints total.
And the Saints are 8.5.
They're wrong.
You're taking the over.
Disrespectful.
But Cynthia also in the projections, the Packers 11.3 wins, so the ceiling at 13.2.
But I got a weak
floor
division.
Floor 8.8, and that's really what you're going with, right? The fact that it's just the division
is ready to compete. I don't get the Saints because the Saints get to play the Panthers, and they get to play the Falcons twice. So that should be four wins right there. And the fact that
– Saints at 8.3 in her projections.
They won 9 last year.
It's 9.4 as the ceiling and 6.0 as the floor. So certainly something that, you know –
Well, what's the Jets? What's the Jets? Let's entertain our
listeners. Well, there's more we can get into with that, of course, coming up. But we do want to shout out, as we have a lot of people coming here to see us. So Chloe came here, took a picture with us, said her boyfriend Nathan
listens
to us all the time. So we want to shout out Nathan. And it was good to see Chloe, and it was good to see everybody here at Margaritaville. More coming up. Barton Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.